In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. I welcome you back to Pointing to the Saviour of the World. I am your brother in Christ, Patrick Tafu. Christ is risen as he said he would. Alleluia, alleluia. As we gather to praise him, to celebrate the salvation he won for us, let us listen to his word. Let us pray for our needs and those of others. And let us pray for the dead through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary. We begin our praise this Sunday with the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Pater Noster, quies in Caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as Christians, we believe in the friendship of God. Not because we have loved God first, but because God has first chosen to love us. The readings of this sixth Sunday of Easter can be read in terms of friendship, the friendship between God and his people. Between God and his children. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles shows the early church deliberating about its mission to the Gentiles. Whether or not this should even happen. Should friendship with God through Christ be extended to others? Definitely. In the second reading from the book of the Apocalypse, we see the image of the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, in which God is fully realized and welcomed within each human heart. And Jesus, in the Gospel of today, promises the Holy Spirit to instruct us in everything and remind us, his friends, of all he has revealed to us. Brothers and sisters, it is Jesus and his word that we ought first and always to remember. When we look at Christ in Holy Scripture, it is clear what he is saying. We need repentance that salvation is offered us in his redeeming death and resurrection, and that we are called to imitate him in our mission to the world. We pray for the grace to listen and be true ambassadors for Christ with the mission to reveal God's love and care to our brothers and sisters in our daily encounters. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some men came down from Judea and taught the brothers, "Unless you have yourselves circumcised in the tradition of Moses, you cannot be saved." This led to disagreement, and after Paul and Barnabas had had a long argument with these men, it was arranged that Paul and Barnabas and others of the church should go up to Jerusalem and discuss the problem with the apostles and elders. Then the apostles and elders decided to choose delegates to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The whole church concurred with this. They chose Judas, known as Barsabbas, and Silas, both leading men in the brotherhood, and gave them this letter to take with them. "The apostles and elders, your brothers, send greetings to the brothers of pagan birth in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. We hear that some of our members have disturbed you with their demands and have unsettled your minds. They acted without any authority from us, and so we have decided unanimously to elect delegates and to send them to you with Barnabas and Paul, men we highly respect who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accordingly, we are sending you Judas and Silas, who will confirm by word of mouth what we have written in this letter. It has been decided by the Holy Spirit and by ourselves not to saddle you with any burden beyond these essentials. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from fornication. Avoid these, and you will do what is right. Farewell." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. In the spirit, the angel took me to the top of an enormous high mountain and showed me Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from God out of heaven. It had all the radiant glory of God and glittered like some precious jewel of crystal clear diamond. The walls of it were of a great height and had 12 gates. At each of the 12 gates there was an angel, and over the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And on the east there were three gates, on the north three gates, on the south three gates, and on the west, three gates. The city walls stood on 12 foundation stones, each one of which bore the name of one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw that there was no temple in the city, since the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were themselves the temple, and the city did not need the sun or the moon for light, since it was lit by the radiant glory of God, and the Lamb was a lighted torch for it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him." Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away and shall return.' If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, among the many things Jesus told his apostles in his farewell address in the Gospel of John was, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Keeping Jesus' word is the way we show our love for Jesus. At a personal level, before we can keep Jesus' word, we obviously have to know it. Thus, there is a need not only to read the word of God as found in Holy Scripture, but especially in the Holy Gospels, but also to prayerfully reflect on it. This should then lead us to an affirmation of faith, hope, and love, and which we make concrete through our good works. "Whoever loves me will keep my word," Jesus says. Jesus is looking for hearts that will keep his word. Of course, he is not alone. He is not the only one looking for this. Many people give us their word to keep. Friends, loved ones, spouses, our colleagues. They give us their word of friendship. They give us their word of love. They give us their word of trust. They give us their word of pledge and promise. These are people looking for hearts in which they can speak their word, in which they can speak without fear of ridicule or rejection. They are looking for hearts in which their word will be respected, reverenced, and treasured. They're looking for hearts which will welcome their word, in which they will find a trusted home. We all seek hearts that will keep our word, and Jesus looks for hearts that will keep his word too. Keeping someone's word in my heart is not always easy. It requires attentiveness, care, vigilance, loyalty. It requires strength that is gentle and a gentleness that is robust. To keep someone's word in my heart is to be attuned, even obedient, to its presence in my heart, to listen and to respond to it faithfully. To be faithful to the one who gave my heart a word to keep. When I keep a word entrusted to my heart, there is a joy. There is a joy for the one who trusts me to keep that word. When I fail in keeping that word, I break the spirit and I break the bond that we shared with this person. When you keep someone's word in your heart, you don't know when it will call on you, what it will ask of you, where it will lead you, or how it will change you. Hearts that keep the word of others, hearts that keep the Lord's word, are hearts doing what hearts were meant to do, what hearts were created to do. Such are the hearts we all seek today, for the safekeeping of the word we want to share, the word we hope another will keep. And Jesus seeks just the same kind of hearts. The word that he asks us to keep is this: love. A word calling us to put others and their needs ahead of ourselves and our own needs. The word Jesus asks us to keep in our hearts is a demanding word. Is as demanding as it is precious. The word is as stern as it is gentle. It is as hard to keep as it is a joy to hold. And those who keep Jesus' word are assured in the gospel today. My Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make a home with him. If we keep Jesus' word in our hearts, our hearts will become a home for the word made flesh, a home for Christ who is dwelling among us, who has pitched his tent among us, who has moved into a house down our street. The gospel today reminds us that if we keep his word, he will go even to a deeper level than just dwelling among us. He and the Father will dwell within us, will dwell in our hearts. And brothers and sisters, we know that where God is present, in that place, there is peace. Peace He leaves with us. His peace He gives us. A peace that the world cannot give. That peace He gives to those who keep His word. And the peace He promises is not the peace that the world gives us. It's not the peace of the world. His peace is not the absence of conflict or an escape from troubles. His peace is not the absence of hostilities. His peace is no credible threat of terrorism, reasonable prosperity into the foreseeable future, harmony in our families and in the community generally, manageable health. No, this is the world's description of peace. And remember, the world cannot give the peace that Jesus is talking about today. The peace that Jesus is talking about today is the peace that He brings, is the peace that flourishes in good and in bad times. His peace is not the absence of something. His peace is a presence of trust, of strength, of vision, of hope so great that no conflict or no fear or no terrorism can overwhelm it. His peace is an unquenchable flame, a light no darkness can extinguish. His peace dwells in the hearts of those who hear and keep His word. In this kind of peace, we long for in the conflicts and troubles, the problems and the worries that burden and crowd our hearts. If we desire that peace, we need to keep the word of Jesus, and He will make His home in our hearts and give us this peace, lest our hearts be troubled or afraid. If we keep the Lord's word, the Lord's word will keep us. Christ Jesus has spoken and invited us today, my brothers and sisters, to keep this word. May we keep the word we hear from Christ Jesus our Lord. May that word find a dwelling place in our hearts. And may that same word bring us His peace in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. Married difficulties? Going through a divorce, financial problems, threatened with eviction and repossession, family disputes. Is your family relationship in constant turmoil? Employment issues. Are you threatened with a sack? Are you worried about losing your job? Personal issues. Do you feel hated, disliked, bullied? Do you feel ganged up against? Are you feeling isolated at this moment in time? Let us keep the word of Jesus, and we will enjoy the presence of Christ through His Holy Spirit, who will enlighten us and bring us peace and right relationships. Amen. The world longs for peace, which has been elusive. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us to true peace, which comes from God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray for the leaders of the church that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit as they strive to lead the people of God. Lord, hear us. We pray for the leaders of the nations of the world, that they will be more open and willing to be led by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. May they strive to enthrone peace and harmony in their nations. Lord, hear us. We pray for ourselves that our homes will be places of love and peace. May we be constantly attuned to the inspiration from God as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, hear us. For the intentions of our Sunday praise, we remember too those who are sick at home, care homes, or in hospital, that God may grant them divine mercy and healing. For the dead, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. For our own personal needs and the needs of those who have asked us to pray for them, let us ask our Mother Mary to intercede for us as we pray. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia, for whom you did merit to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia, for the Lord has truly risen, alleluia. Merciful and loving God, you are just in your ways and loving in all your deeds. May we be loving as you are, as we work for unity and peace under the guidance of the Holy Spirit through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us continue to bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, let us finish like we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.